5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Now my voice is gone.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Turn Bill off. He's lost his focus.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Feel good.
Oh, you're going to feel good. Stick around for an hour. You'll hear some magnificent radio. Chris Golding, we speak to him. He's in quarantine.
In Brisbane.
But he's pumped.
He is, Jim.
Bronze medalist. One of our boys, of course. He's been a big part of the Rush Hour for a long time and a ripper.
And a good bloke.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good bloke.
So looking forward to chatting to Goldie. And then Idiot Song.
Oh.
I like that too. What's Maddie that? Goes to work in the booth and produces, well, you produce the magic. And he just weaves it into a song.
I'm glad you said I produce the magic.
Now, Bill,
something to do with Queen?
Well, the song is, but your magic is because you can't speak.
Thank you, Jim.
Which is interesting when you're on radio, because that's really
what
all that happens.
You should do, Jim. I'm very good question asker, Jim. And when Goldie comes on, I've got some beauties.
I'm very good question asker. How's that for a sentence? Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. Lovely day again. How good's the weather been?
Oh, no, it's good.
Bloody cold at night. Wow, we need something to cuddle up to, but pillows, not enough. Hello, Raps.
As I always say, Bill Brownless, a former Geelong superstar. Hello, Willis.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
What happened there, Jim?
What happens all the time? I don't know. We're about to hit September.
We are.
And that's, of course, the month of Bins Brownless.
That's when I'm at my best.
Yeah. You're out longer.
Yes, the bins come out, the lawns, Jim, the mowed, everything.
Oh, hey, Bins Brownless.
Round 22. Well done to Mark Murphy. We spoke about it yesterday.
Yes,
I know, 300 games. Only six players from Carlton have played 300. Or he'll be the sixth, so well done to him.
Yes.
Joel Selwood will equal Nick Riewoldt in third spot in VFL AFL history for the most games played as captain, Jim.
Well done to him.
So 220 games as captain played. Dick Reynolds, 224 at Essendon, of course.
Yes.
And who do you reckon's number one?
Sticks Kernahan.
Don't you time.
Rabbits, turn it off. He never bloody texts you and says, Fat, what are you playing my song for?
Yeah, text Jim. He wanted that on. So well done to 6-226.
Champion.
Interesting at St Kilda. Out of contract stars, Jim, Jack Billings and Luke Dunstan, who's had a good year, mightn't be at the club next
surely
year.
Surely not.
Tom Morris is going with this.
Surely Billings stays. I'm not sure about Dunstan, but Billings has got to stay.
Melbourne defender Jaden Hunt is out for a month.
Yes,
a bit of a syndesmosis.
Yeah, that's a shame. Important to them too.
We have a good run.
Yep, out of the halfback line.
Good run. Yep. What about the first gamer at North Melbourne, Jim? Charlie Cobden?
Well, he was drafted as a tall forward.
Back in 2019.
Yeah, and has had injury upon injury upon injury, poor bugger. But he's finally got himself right, and I'm glad they're playing him.
How many players have North played? Any idea, Heath?
I have no idea.
Because Western Bulldogs have played 41, and that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
So, well, anyway, good luck to Charlie, boy, there.
Bloody oath.
Adelaide has told key defender Daniel Talia.
Daniel Talia.
Daniel, Jim.
That's him.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Daniel Talia.
That's him.
That he will not be offered a contract next year, Jim.
Only 29, Bill.
And two-time All-Australian, very good player, had, again, terrible run with injuries. Yeah. Will someone look at him?
No doubt they will get him in for medical testing. No doubt.
Sure.
At 29, Bill, if you can get through, you can play as a key defender till you're, 34, 35 even.
Especially having the year off.
Yes.
I don't. And what about Tom Lynch? They also said that to Tom Lynch too, who I thought wasn't a bad player.
No.
A link player.
No, definitely. But so, Talia is the one that jumps off the page. They will get him in and they'll assess him. And if anyone thinks they can get 3 years out of him, because Bill.
Oh, jeez. Just...
What?
Daniel, he just jumped off the page. I had to grab him. Jim.
What is wrong? What's wrong with him?
What's going on?
No, there's something wrong with him.
That? He jumps off the page at you.
Yeah, the name jumps off the page. Bill,
had to catch
very, very hard to find key defenders.
It's gone with a visual gag.
He's
on radio.
On radio.
Like, September hasn't hit yet.
No.
And we're already getting this rubbish.
How do you reckon David Teague's going, Jim?
Well, he's going to be battling to deal with all the scrutiny.
Well, guess what? Harry Mackay and Liam Jones are ruled out for the next two games.
So he's big forward and he's big defender.
That's not going to help things.
No, that doesn't help.
If they get smashed. But the decision might already be made, I think. Hey, what about the AFL Commission today announced all 18 clubs will field a women's team from 2022, Jim.
So that's
not
good.
Not obviously next year, but the year after.
Well, so next year is 2022.
So it will be the next year, Jim, later in the year. What year are we in? But the four clubs are Essendon, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide and Sydney Swans. They'll all have a team, which is great. So we'll see 18 jumpers running around in the AFLW. Mm-hmm. Well done there. Melbourne Storm, they play tonight. They back up pretty quick.
Old Hectic.
They play, yeah.
The rugby league.
What's Hectic been doing? Just lying on his bed, I'm not sure. Reading his phone.
Not sure what he does.
You sure?
Yes.
We're pretty sure.
They play the Raiders tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, so good luck with against the Raiders.
Well, the cheese all worries us.
Oh,
I'm just not 100% sure.
He worries the coach.
On.
He worries everyone.
He's just, he marches to his own beat, fat.
Bloody oaf he does. But he's a good player.
Very good.
He has a crack. Yes. Jeez, he has a go. And the Bledisloe Cup, Jim, that we love. Game two is on Saturday at 4:30 against the All Blacks at Eden Park again.
Come on, something.
Well, they were better last week. They only lost by eight, didn't they?
We haven't won there for bloody 40 years or something.
Win over there, Jimmy boy.
All right.
It's hard to win. And that's about all in a very succinct and good wrap.
Succinct.
Yep.
Righto. Well, Bill, we need to make room because our man on Zoom from Brisbane, Chris Golding, joins us next.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour and we are joined by an Olympic medalist, Chris Golding.
Our next guest is a three-time NBL champion.
Melbourne United are the NBL 21 champions.
And now, he's an Olympic bronze medalist.
We think the Boomers might still be celebrating.
Please welcome CG4
or CG43,
Chris Golding.
I tell you what, if they're not still celebrating, I need to know why not. Because for the first time ever, Fat, the Australian Boomers are bronze medalists at the Olympics, and our man, front and centre, joins us now. We need to get you turned on, by the way. What are you?
Well, no,
hey, on there now, beautiful. Goldman, where do we find you, please?
How are we, boys? I am in hotel quarantine in Brisbane. Oh. And when I say hotel, I mean a hotel room. There's nothing more to it.
Oh, man. How many days in are we now?
This is day three.
Oh, no. Another 11 to go. Jeez, Goldie. Hey, mate, last time I saw you had a Kubra hat on, you had your bronze medal in your mouth, and I'd reckon you'd had a couple of froths.
Absolutely. yeah, it was a celebration, Bill. We had 10 minutes between finishing the game and getting on the podium to get our medals.
Ooh.
And the boys just took it on themselves to just shovel as many beers in as we could in that 10 minutes. I'm surprised someone didn't fall off the podium.
Well, it was a nuts journey. It started obviously years before, but when you got to Tokyo, I reckon the whole of Australia was riding the Boomers wave. Did you feel that there, or were you sort of cut off from it a bit?
No, we definitely felt it, as we always do in international competition. I think this one was more because there'd been build up. You know, we'd been fourth a couple of times. We'd beat the USA in pre-tournament games and we could feel it building. And, you know, you'd get messages from back home and everyone would say, hey, this is big news back here. Mm. But it probably hit us the most when, you know, we won the medal and everyone's looking at their phones and it's just pages and pages and pages of messages, more so than a championship or a big game or anything like that. So we felt the love from back home and, so happy that we could finally get a medal.
No, it was fantastic. And I tell you what, you were a very determined team and focused. Even Paddy Mills, you know, there was no bit of fun there early on. We just got to get to this game, get it done, win this one and move on. Very focused, CG.
Yeah, I mean, there's been years and years and years of sacrifice and work put into this. To put it into something you might understand, Bill, normally, you know, throughout the tournament, we got a couple of days between games. The boys might have a quiet beer to just settle down after a game, talk about it. There was not one drink had during the whole Olympics until the very back end. So five or so games, nothing like that. So the boys were focused and ready to roll and tried to make up for it afterwards.
Were you part of the village or did you have your own Acom?
Yeah, we were in the village. We were looked after well. It was a really cool atmosphere. You know, when we came back with the medals, a heap of the remaining athletes came out from the apartment block and were blasting music and ready to celebrate with us. So being in the village was special. It was great.
Were you aware of what was going on in the other sports of the Olympics, like the female swimmers just completely shooting the lights out? Were you able to get across all that?
Skateboarding.
Yeah, we 100% were. And, you know, if there was a big swimming final or, you know, a big event that was on, people would gather downstairs in front of the big TVs in front of the Australian building. We'd all try to socially distance, wear masks and cheer everyone on. So in that regard, the Olympics was very similar to Rio. You know, that Aussie spirit was there and a big team mentality. We just had to be careful with a few of the COVID things.
So Jess Fox, for instance, and her incredible bronze and then the gold, did she come back to where you were? Were you able to get around those sort of stories?
Yeah, absolutely. And when medalists came back to the village, the people that weren't out competing or training or resting and sleeping for their events, they'd come downstairs and welcome them home. So quite often the boys would be having a nap and you'd just hear a tremendous roar and you'd know that someone's either won a medal or one of the medalists has come back to the village and was starting to celebrate.
Are you one of the boys that snuck out to the convenience store to get a couple of frothies because you'd ran out?
Well, we found out that was not allowed a little too late, but no, Bill, we didn't go out for anything.
No, well, I saw
sparkling
that.
Water was what the boys were after. We were after sparkling waters. We were trying our bloody hearts out to get sparkling water, but we managed to come across.
Apparently it's called Kieran, I think, or Sapporo, their sparkling water over there.
Mate, yeah, it's different colour as well.
Surely you're allowed to go down to the 7-Eleven or wherever it is, human, buy some froffies. Oh, come on. Wow. Hey, I'll tell you who we love. Brian Gorgon, isn't he a great coach? What's his best attribute?
He's a fantastic motivator.
Yep.
And just can say one or two sentences. You know, his pregame speeches aren't long, but they lock you in on the target, the goal at hand. He'll give you three things, focus on it, get you charged up, and the boys are just chomping at the bit to go out there.
Yeah, good.
One of the best speeches he gave was after we lost to the USA.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said some things, and we were, after a tough 40-minute game, we were ready to go out and play for bronze straight away. So he did a fantastic job at that, as did the other coaches as well.
Did you see the great vision of him coming to the quarantine village?
I did. After a 10-hour flight and not much sleep the night before, he wouldn't have known what was going on.
Yes. Yeah, did you see that? How cool.
No.
All the other athletes, I mean, most of them were swimmers, weren't they? Goldman obviously realised it was him.
Yeah.
And they started screaming from their rooms.
Oh,
boomers, boomers. It was really cool.
Apparently it was a nice little speech that after he spoke about it. I have heard that, Goldie, where he said, "Don't let's get whinging and why us and all that. We've got to get up for the next game. We've got to win the bronze here." So I don't want to hear about anybody worrying about losing that game against US. We're fired up for this next game.
I'll tell you what we're doing, Fat. We're having a little break here, Goldman, because I don't know whether you quite realise the impact your performance had on a man we love. He parades up and down here on Clarendon Street.
Got a big head.
Massive head, Gazy. So we're gonna play that for you when we come back.
Yep.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by bronze medalist Chris Goulding.
Oh, one of the great stories of the Olympics, there were thousands of brilliant stories, but the Boomers were superb. Our first ever medal for the men at an Olympic Games, and I don't know whether you realised, Goldie, you probably didn't because you were flat out playing, but big Drewy Gaze back here.
Gee.
Well, for a start, he was on the late night edition of the Olympic coverage, and some of it was
good,
and some of it was
shit.
The boys tuned in a couple nights. We tuned in a couple nights.
When you won the bronze, he was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Now I think of those that have been along for the journey, that have their DNA on this. There's so many that you look back on that toiled when you don't get a cent for playing the game. For me, I am so grateful that, and it is tough, but I'm, before the game, I called up my dad just to hear him talk about what this means, and nothing to do with him, just about how this is going to be good for Australia and Australian basketball, and another tangible bit of evidence to say that we have arrived as a sport.
Oh, hey, Goldie. I was watching it. It went for about 5 minutes. It was unbelievable. And Big Gazy started channeling Ray Borner,
yes,
Larry Singstock,
and Palavinsky.
Oh, it was just, it was so cool because you could see how much it meant to him.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we've had messages, we've messaged back and forth with people that have influenced our Boomer's career, and all the players have done this. And he's right. You know, we wouldn't be in this position if it weren't for the Boomers that came before us. So to see that emotion came out of us, and it just shows how deep the Boomers culture is, that, you know, however many decades after Gazy's stopped playing, he still feels the same way that he's there and won it with us. So it was pretty cool.
Hey, what's that around your neck?
It's my new Dahl.
Oh, there it is, Jim. How good. That is the bronze medal.
It is.
Put it up
Olympia.
Again.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It is.
Nuts.
It looks good.
That. Jeez, that's good.
It smells of beer. I can smell it from here.
Yeah, she got, she had a couple of drinks as well.
Hey, some boys had a nice tour while our man Jock Landale, of course, your teammate, had that good a bloody tournament. He's going to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, it's massive news. Been a big goal of his for quite some time, and one of the reasons why he came back to Australia to have a really good season with us at Melbourne United, get in a really good space physically and mentally, and then push for this Olympics and NBA contract. So really happy for him. I think he's just trying to freeload off everything of Paddy. Paddy's going to leave his house and his car, so Jock wants to move in for free. But, yeah, really happy for him as well.
And Matisse, tell us about him, because he lived in Sydney, I think, from age two to eight. But did he get the Aussie spirit? Did he love it all, being involved with the Boomers?
Yeah, he did. I think he was a little taken back at first. Like, what's going on here? There's no heavy rap music being played. You know, we're listening to Men at Work and Jimmy Barnes and John Farnham on the bus to games. So that probably took him back a little bit, but just an amazing athlete, amazing person as well. Just he dove headfirst into everything that we do as a team and a culture. And he was such a good player, such a big piece for us. And we're pretty lucky to have him as an Aussie.
Oh, and Paddy Mills, just I think the nation was already obsessed with him, Goldie, but what a tournament he put together.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of added pressure, flag bearer, you know, a lot of media commitments and everything that came with being one of the faces of our Olympic team. So to then go out there under all that pressure and scrutiny and back it up and have probably the best Olympic performance, basketball Olympic performance in a game that mattered so much, was amazing. You know, at one stage I was like, hey, Paddy is rolling. And I looked up, it was the start of the third quarter and he was already in the 30s. Yeah, so just an amazing, amazing performance.
Hey, I know we all know how much you love your golf and we chat about it a lot when you come in. Did you see Leash and Cam Smith while you're over there, Hannah?
I did. I was chuckling along at Cam Smith's at a haircut. I didn't see him in person. They were staying a couple of hours out. They weren't staying in the village.
Oh, right, okay.
No.
Nice six-star hotel luxury for the boys. I was following along with the golf. Cam Smith put in a great performance. Yeah. I was hoping and hoping he'd get up there for a medal, but yeah, just good Aussie boys.
Oh, yeah.
What about when you – did you get any photos with any of the Team USA or any autographs, Goldie?
Nah, Bill, come on, mate.
Come on. Bill's competing against him.
KD.
We beat him. We beat him just before. We wanted to beat him again. I ain't getting a bloody photo. Come on.
You'd be doing something. Anyone in the village you saw, you just went and give us a photo?
Nah, Bill.
What sort of question's that? That's like in 1992, you going up to John Worsfold pre-grand final and going, Woosha.
No.
You reckon you can have
Sign
a photo?
Me boots.
Yeah. Well, what about this?
Get Gary Ablett's autograph, I would have, or something like that. I, you don't go to the Olympic Village every day. Anyway, what's going on with Dellavedova now? Hard to say that. Is he coming to the United or what?
Yeah, absolutely. He's on a plane now. He went home for one night to get his family and then fly back to Australia. So he'll be landing soon. He'll be in quarantine in Sydney. I dare say Delhi's probably got a better room than me, but he'll be in with you boys in no time. So we're excited to have him at Melbourne United, a big addition for us.
Bloody oath. So what, you got nine more? I don't want to make that sound bad because it already sounds bad enough. Then you're back to Melbourne, and what then happens? What's the program
have
like?
A spell?
I wish I had nine. I got 11 more days.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to get nine. Once you get nine done, it's only two left.
Yeah.
You know, all when you're doing shuttle runs and they say you got to do 40, you say, oh, it's only 35. And then when you finish that one, you think, oh, I've only got five left. It's how you trick your own mind, Goldie. You can use that if you want. What do you do when you get back here?
I'm tricking myself into trying to do some push-ups in the room at the moment. But I'm going to spend about a week up in Brisbane. All my family's up here. All my wife's family's up here. So spend a week up and then straight into preseason. Our season starts in the middle of October, or is planned to anyway. So it's a fine line between celebrating and staying in shape.
Pleasure and pain, I think it is. It's a fine line between pleasure and pain, Jim.
Oh, what the hell? You've missed this, Gold, haven't you? While you've been winning medals, you've missed this behaviour.
He's saying that with a broken wrist. That's I don't know what he's been up to.
No one knows.
Well, we've been in lockdown for a while.
No one knows.
His wife and daughter waved at him from the window. Is that right, Goldie?
Yeah. I'm on level 14, so my daughter couldn't see me. But
so they're downstairs, and that's the only time you see him. It's a bit harsh. You'd let him in for a night or two, wouldn't you, Jim?
That's why it's so bloody tough.
You'd be having another kid then.
Hey, Goldie, it's not possible for us to be more proud of you because you're our mate, but also the team and what you achieved. It was just completely insane. Enjoy every bit of that, and hopefully we get you out of quarantine and down here to have a beer with us.
Yep.
Sounds good, boys. Thanks for having me.
We'll send him off in style.
Good on you, mate. There it is.
There it is.
You don't have a beer. Let's go.
It does make you proud when you know someone.
Oh, of course it does.
Like, you tell people, I know him.
Goldie's our man.
Yeah, he's our man. Oh, exactly. Great right. man.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Loved it.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jace.
Can you believe that, Jace? Juvenile man.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
So, idiot song. And I like every time Maddie puts one of these together, I love it.
So do I.
Because he combines great songs with great content provided by you.
Content Brownless.
Here we go. Old Content Brownless.
Overnight, we've won. Well, we haven't won the gold yet, but we have won the gold. Depends when you're listening, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, what sort of a start to wrap
it's a hard one, Jim. Most peculiar, Mama.
Thanks.
I got asthma. Put a gun
against his the Gatton gun.
The what gun? Trigger, now
he's dead as a dono. Mama, or even a dono.
Oh,
dead.
A dono.
Great to be you, Rep.
I could sing. No, you couldn't.
Yes, I
could. You couldn't do that. And then, of course.
La, 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 la. See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista.
Oui, oui.
That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something. That's got nothing to do with bloody Paris. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Hallelujah! Galileo! 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 Whatever it is. Da, 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 da. Bunny rabbits on the top look nice. Had a beautiful, comfy couch.
He called it a couch.
You know what came to my head when I was listening to that?
What about that sentence?
When I was listening to you. Auriculous.
Have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
No, don't get rabbits.
Rabbits,
get
say
it. Another
it.
Go, please.
What's the auriculous thing?
I can't say it.
Maddie, I see what he's trying to do.
You know the funniest thing about it, Rabs? People ask me all the time about the idiot songs, the idiot file and all the stuff. And I honestly say I have no recollection of 90% of what Bill said.
Jim.
So when I hear them again, I can't even remember you saying that.
I can't remember.
No, but that's how bad your broadcasting is.
No.
It's so consistently bad that I don't remember when you stuff it up.
No, I think I'm so consistent with it that
yeah,
it's
that's
good.
What we're saying.
Yeah.
No, it's you're good. So consistently crap.
Well, I'm not up or down.
No, you're down permanently.
I'm consistent, Jim.
That Dodo thing was from 7 years ago.
Oh, my God.
It could have been yesterday.
I was going to say donut and Dodo.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, donuts were rare back then. Oh. Very rare indeed, Jim.
Very, very.
They're like... not rare. They're very far from rare.
That's your owl, Jim.
What? Yeah.
Is that owl still around?
The Sandringham.
Oh.
The rare one down there. No, because we've moved from that place. Oh. It will be, though.
It's still there.
It will still be there. Oh, my God.
Anyway, you've got to laugh
what's
and have
wrong
fun,
with him?
Jim.
Hey? What's wrong with him?
Me?
Mm.
Chromosomes. One short or something. I think I got dropped when I was born.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what
to do. I think he's dropped it.
Hey, I did. This old man was at second slip and it went through the gully, Jim. I laid on me.
Rush out. JB and Bill and Triple M.
What the hell?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Download the Listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Tomorrow, we've got a Fruity Friday joke. And from the vault...
So I want you to have another go at it, please.
A burglar got stuck down a chimney.
And we've also got a story about last time we did cricket, JB.
Oh, my God. And you need to hear that.
Junior
War. Now, Bill.
Yes.
This has been a fantastic show.
A week.
What show? So... Chris Golding, magnificent. And then the idiot song, superb.
Yes.
So the last thing we want to do is finish a brilliant show with a really bad joke.
Or a good joke.
Well, that's what we want, so let's go with one.
A joke saying, maybe.
Oh, no.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy, a big nose isn't an excuse for not wearing a mask.
Isn't an excuse.
For not wearing a mask.
Right, yep.
I still wear pants.
Oh, no.
A big nose is not an excuse for wearing a mask.
There we are.
That's it. It's
awkward. It's one of those ones where you just sort of walk away quietly. It's like a really awkward uncle at a barbecue saying something horribly inappropriate.
I still
Everyone
wear
just
pants.
Walks away.
Jim, I still wear pants.
No, you just sort of quietly walk away and find someone else to talk to.
I don't reckon that deserves plastic.
No.
Just quietly.
You know, when I finish. Tell you that joke too, when I had a sausage on me, thongs. Come on. Play it. Raps. We're going. Nothing.
Leave him hanging.
Ah, well. Righto. What's on tonight, Jim?
Cheezel.
Cheezel.